I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
Like you just throwing blessings. Ah, no, you can't. No. Ah, no, don't give it to him, Holy Ghost. He doesn't give you everything you need. He gives you what you need for today so that it can step your, so it can encourage your faith to come back tomorrow. And you start off with, thank you for taking care of me yesterday. I know you're gonna take care of me today. And I'm gonna keep walking, and then I'm gonna trust you for tomorrow. Because he's the same yesterday, today. Somebody give him a 4.5 second praise break.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boom. Hey, family, I got the joy of the Lord already. Welcome to today's broadcast. I'm John Gray. You know, I think it's really cool to be coming to you on TBN to send you uplifting content to bless your life while simultaneously reaching the unsaved around the world. Today, we're going to be talking about one of the most important topics in Scripture, faith. Now, hearing about faith isn't something we should grow numb to. The Bible says the just, those born again in Christ, live by faith. In other words, faith is how we make our living. That's why God wants to equip you to operate in faith proficiently, most expeditiously. Listen carefully, because today we're going to talk about an aspect of faith called finishing faith. That's right. We're going to emphasize faith that goes the distance. I want to show you that getting from where you are right now to where you want to be is found in understanding this critical aspect of the faith life. So watch this message, tell everybody you know, call, text, press the red DVR button, and I'll see you right after the message is over. Don't go anywhere. This one's gonna change your life. John chapter 19, verse 30. I'm reading from the New King James Version. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, I'm almost done. He said, I'm about 70% complete. What did he say? Boy, you guys sound really excited about that. The Savior of the world who lived 33 sinless years. He's at the end of his life. He's on the cross about to give up his spirit to pay for your sins and mine. And y'all said, it's finished. Let me rewind, because I'm going to need you to step your faith game up. And when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, that's what I'm talking about. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. It is finished. Now I want you to go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting at the 7th verse. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now, this is Paul talking to his protege, son in the ministry, Timothy. This is at the end of the Apostle Paul's life. He's getting ready to die a most unpleasant death for the glory of God. He is writing this letter. He's been imprisoned. He's about to give his life for the cause of Jesus Christ. I understand the context of the verse. I want to grab a principle from the context of the verse because I believe there are some universal principles here that can help us. I am not talking about the end of your life in what I'm about to speak about, but I am talking about the end of the things that have been stopping you from living your life. And so, you know, the whole idea of us coming together is rooted in a belief in a God that we have not seen with our physical eyes, a God that we have not touched with our natural hands, the concept of an eternal ethereal being who is somewhere malevolent,
off in the distance is a very non-biblical picture of who God is, because the Bible makes it clear that God is very personal. He is intimately aware of the most minute details of our lives. Not only is he aware, but he is interested and truly loves us and wants to see us have the very best of everything in this life. And I'm not just talking financial things. I'm talking about emotional and spiritual and peace and joy and rest. And he wants you to have a fulfilled life. But it requires faith to be able to access the promises that God has declared over us. I want to talk today from the subject heading, finishing faith. Finishing faith. Just say that real quick. Finishing faith. It's one thing to come to church. It's one thing to lift your hands in worship. It's another to access the promises of God and walk this thing out when you leave this place. For those who have logged in online or who are listening somewhere else, I need you to understand that it's not enough for us to just engage for an hour and a half and then assume that the enemy's like, oh man, I can't mess with them. They went to church. Come on, demons, let's go. That's not how spiritual forces of wickedness work. They're like, oh, for real? Oh, they went to church? Okay, let's go ahead and ramp up the attack on their marriage. Oh, they went to church? Let's mess with them kids. They went to church? Let's go ahead and throw a monkey wrench in those finances. And what we need to do is stop starting and stopping, and our faith kind of, you know, depending on circumstances, our faith is either up or down. And it's time for us to have a foundation and a finished faith that says no matter what comes, I'm gonna be right here in this position, worshiping God, blessing his name, and I'm not moving from what I know about God. The enemy's trying to get you to forget who God is, and he is a liar. Somebody say, finishing faith.
Finishing faith.
See, we are called to walk by faith and not by
sight.
So the currency of faith is the confession of your mouth. The currency of faith is the confession of your mouth. Let me help you to understand what I mean. A lot of us believe for certain things. Maybe you're believing for a particular goal or a dream. Let's say your dream is here. Your dream, your goal, the thing you're believing for is here. Everybody say here.
Yeah.
All right, so this is your situation. This is what you've been praying for. It's on your prayer wall. It's in your war room. It's in a post-it note on the refrigerator. It's right there. You got it. It's in your book that you have on your counter. And this is your prayer. This is what you're believing for. Now, this is where you actually are. Your situation is way over there. Hello, hello, hello. The distance between where you are and the thing you're believing for is called your faith walk. I'm getting ready to go somewhere tonight. Somebody say, walk it out. Now, Southside, walk it out. I'm sorry, I'm back. How many people are believing God for something specific? Let me see your hands. Keep your hands up. Keep them up. Stop putting your hands down so fast. I'm just checking because if I'm looking for people who don't have their hands up, because I want them to have their hands up, because that's the people who may have lost hope. And I don't want you to be in a faith atmosphere and not get yours. That's why I keep your hands up. Maybe you don't have your hand up yet, but somebody next to you has their hand up. And I need you to know they don't have their hand up because they have it all together. They have their hand up because they know the God who does have it all. And he can, whatever's not together, he can get it together. Am I talking to anybody in here? I need somebody to step your passion up a little bit. Keep your hands up. I know you like, my arm is sore. I didn't come here for exercise, Jesus. What if I told you tonight there are a couple steps that the Lord is going to have you take that are going to literally leap you from where you were to where you want to be? How would you praise if you were a couple of steps away? Please watch your step. How would you praise if the distance between where you are and where you want to be is a couple of hallelujahs. Thank you, Jesus. What?
Life should be an adventure. An adventure that, day by day, God unfolds before you. An adventure that, by faith, leads to a future filled with the blessing and fruitfulness. So why do so many of us not experience the life God has for us? In his brand new three-part series on CD, Faith in Action, Pastor John Gray shows you how to advance your faith and start your adventure. John's new series is so eye-opening that we want to send you your own copy of Faith in Action as our way of saying thank you for your gift of support to TBN this month. Your gift takes the life-changing message of hope and grace to millions of hurting souls all around the world. Take a moment right now to call 866-274-3700 or visit us securely and conveniently online. To share your gift and request your copy of John Gray's new series, Faith in Action. Discover how to unleash the practical and supernatural power of faith in your life. Don't wait. Start living your adventure right away. Call or visit us online today.
Sit down. You're scaring our visitors. Jay, I need people to keep their faith up, bro. I didn't come here to live an average life. I didn't wake up this morning like, Lord, I'm so excited to be mediocre. Come on, Lord, give me a quarter tank of gas. Can I borrow $5, Jesus? I'm so tired of that, woe is me. If you want to bless me, you can, Lord. I just don't mind. If you don't want to, that's fine, too. I was going to go on back to my room. Thank you. I'm so glad. Never mind. Get that mindset out of your spirit and begin coming boldly. Hey, Dad, it's me. You know me. I'm a mess, but I'm your mess. You love me. You made me. You know exactly who I am, in and out. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm just going to repeat what you said about me. And since you think I'm amazing, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm amazing. Woo-wee. Ain't never been a me in the history of the world. So you know you did it when you made me. By the way, I need to come to you for some daily bread. I love this. My buddy Canton Jones, who lives in Atlanta, he's a pastor. He said something. My wife and I were at an event, and he said something. I love it. He said, why didn't the Bible say weekly bread? He said, because if we had weekly bread, we wouldn't talk to him the other 6 days. Daily bread is designed to keep you in relationship with your Heavenly Father. Oh, I feel God. Does anybody else feel your faith rising? It's not like, you remember in class they used to have them gerbils? They had gerbil in the thing running on the wheel. Just in there, just, this is crazy. I'm just trying to get to the little water thing. They play too much. God doesn't have you on the gerbil wheel. Just like, you want a blessing? Oh, two, uh-oh. There you go. You almost had it. Like you just throwing blessings. Ah, no, you can't. Nope. No, don't give it to him, Holy Ghost. He doesn't give you everything you need. He gives you what you need for today so that it can encourage your faith to come back tomorrow, and you start off with, thank you for taking care of me yesterday. I know you're going to take care of me today, and I'm going to keep walking, and then I'm going to trust you for tomorrow, because he's the same yesterday, today. Somebody give him a 4.5-second praise break. I think I'm in a wild crowd tonight. I'm in a crazy faith-filled place tonight. Somebody say, walk it out. Here's what's important. Every step you take on a faith walk is taking you somewhere. Finishing faith. I want you to leave in a few moments with a faith to finish. I don't know about you, but my challenge is not starting a thing. My challenge is finishing. It's a lot of people who have dreams, hopes, aspirations. We speak it, we declare it. Write that. I'm gonna write my business plan. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna write my plan. You gotta go get a business license. No, I'm just gonna write the plan. I'm gonna put it on the altar. You gonna go to the tax office and get that license? No, I don't need that. Just need Jesus. He not gonna go to the tax office for you. You gonna get incorporated. I don't need incorporation papers. I've got the Jesus of Nazareth. First principle you need to write down for the 9 million of y'all that are gonna take these notes, I'm speaking it on faith. A faith walk should include a faith plan. Got quiet in this nice church. It's like, oh, Jesus ain't gonna do everything. Well, I just need you to know John 19 was the first scripture I quoted. It is finished, but what did he finish? He finished your salvation. He finished your healing and your deliverance. He also finished any obstacle that would try to finish you off, but you still have to walk that thing out. Help me, Jesus. What is a faith plan? A faith plan is a measurable course of action that maximizes your contribution and, quote unquote, puts pressure on God. Let me say it again. A faith plan is a measurable course of action. That means you can see incremental steps taking you from where you are to where you're believing God is calling you to go, okay? Maximizing the skills, the gifts, your ability. You know what James said, faith without works is? Okay? So there is an element of faith. There's also an element of work. And a lot of times where the church gets stuck is on the work side. We don't mind faith. We'll shout for 5 hours and won't fill out an application. Woo, it got quiet. It's tight, but it's right. So, a measurable course of action that puts pressure on God. What I mean by that is clearly you can't put pressure on God. The idea is that you're doing everything that you know to do. So now you're like, okay, it's on you, Dad. I got one applause, one amen. I'm not sure if I'm in the right place. No, it's too late. Don't give me the sympathy applause. My point is, stop making me laugh too. I'm trying to focus. We need to do everything that we can do as believers. Stop this idea that God is going to do everything for us simply because we're His children. He has given the earth to us. We need to move. We need to act. Let me give you a real world example from my own life. It's been about 8 weeks since I got a doctor's report that was very unsettling. I think I shared a little bit about it. Maybe I didn't, probably didn't, because it's not your business. But 5 years ago, the doctors told me I was diabetic, and I was like, I bind diabetes in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, you are a liar. I bind you. Me and my wife, we touch and agree. Any two touching and agreeing on anything, and it is done for us in the earth. Ibasha, mama say, mama samu, makusa. The doctor was like, you still got it. And if you ever grew up in church, you know, I don't receive that. I don't receive that. I don't receive that report because Pastor Lisa told me. I don't have to receive that, Mama Dodie. See, and you start throwing out things that don't correlate to your situation. Because here's what happened. I'm binding diabetes, but I'm still eating pork chops. I'm binding diabetes, but I'm trying to find ice cream. And if I can find a Frosty, I'm getting French fries too, because when you dip the fries in, oh! Yo, Giles, am I lying? It's so... This has to be Jesus. This has to be Jesus. Wendy's got that frozen lemonade. I ain't fooling with lemonade right now. Beyonce done messed lemonade up. I ain't fooling with I don't want lemonade. I don't want lemon heads. I don't want lemon lime. I'm binding diabetes with my mouth, but my actions say, stay here. Faith without works. Watch this. So 5 years later, I get a report. Five. What's five the number of?
Grace.
My grace period had run out. The doctor said, Mr. Gray, there are a number of things happening in your body right now that if you do not change, your life is in danger. Amen? Thanks. Good night. Just never mind, man. Just, I'm leaving. I don't have to stay here. Yes, kill him, Jesus. Thank you. So, went to the doctor, left the doctor, I was discouraged. I didn't get mad at God. You know the first thing I did? I said, Lord, I'm sorry that I didn't move when you first gave me an opportunity. Some of us are one act of repentance away from a new beginning. Pride will keep you stuck. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Gathered some of my closest friends and family, told them what was going on. I said, it's time for y'all to start keeping me accountable. I changed everything. I stopped eating all that stuff, all of that craziness. I stopped drinking all of the sweet teas and the sodas and all the things that I was drinking literally by the half gallon per day. The first day that I had to start taking my own blood sugar, the first day, my wife is my witness, this is after they brought it down. The first day it was 479. What I was supposed to be was between 100 and 120. I started at 479. Now I started with a blood test, knowing that my blood was now gonna have to be fixed. That's why I'm glad John 19 and 30 was applied to me, because there's another blood. Oh, I wish I had some worshipers. So instead of binding diabetes, I started binding my mouth. What God told me was diabetes was an invitation to discipline. Sometimes God will send you the thing you can't stand to make you the person you always wanted to be. I need somebody to give God a praise, Debbie. I need somebody to give God a praise. I need to get to 120. I'm at 479. I drank water all day. Put some vinegar in there. Because my mama said put some vinegar with mother in there. I was like, mother? Who's mother? There's some vinegar in there, apple cider vinegar. Drink that. Eat you some kale. I was like, can I put some fat back in there? Never mind. Still up in the 400s. A week later, I got to about 390. I was so excited. I thought I was doing something. I'm at 390. It was in the 300s for a while. My wife's encouraging me every day, babe, you gotta live. You gotta live, because you got me and you got these kids. We need you. We need daddy, we need husband. By the way, when you're on a faith walk, make sure you got the right crew. Woo! Make sure you got somebody speaking in your ear, not talking about what you, see, if you had listened to me, you would have never been in this situation if you had just listened to me. No, I didn't need that. What I needed is, babe, I'm proud of you. It was 479 last week, now it's 389 this week. Let's keep going. Drink some more water. No, you can't go to McDonald's. No, you can't go to your favorite restaurant. Gotta eat this right here. A few weeks later, it got down about 320. I thought I was moving. It's feeling good. But then, of course, you need to understand, if on any walk, you're going to catch a pothole. You're going to catch a roadblock, a stop sign, because that's what the enemy does. He tries to steal, kill, and that's his job. So how do you handle the pit stops that come? What do you do when your life is interrupted? The thing that you know God is calling you to and the place where you are and the enemy comes in the middle, he messes up your plan. Your relationship was great. All of a sudden, boom, you end up now you're in a situation you didn't know was happening. You had a financial plan. You were saving. All of a sudden, something happened. Now your savings and resources are gone. What do you do? This is the part where you understand the scripture in Isaiah. What does it say? They that wait upon the Lord shall freeze right there. Because a lot of people don't work and then wait. Most people just wait. If the Bible says he's going to renew your strength, that means you exerted strength. I'm trying to help you. It's okay to wait on God. But you need to be waiting on him after you worked. Work. And when you can't do it anymore, when you don't have anything else, then you wait. And then he comes and he makes up the difference between your natural ability and his super ability. And now the natural and the super make super natural. I dare you to give him a praise right there. When you get stuck in your faith walk, ask yourself this question: have I done everything I know to do? Somebody say, finishing faith.
Finishing faith.
This walk for me was the hardest in my life because this area of discipline was an area where I had never gotten victory. So I continued that walk. But I didn't walk by myself. I had the right crew. I had the right people speaking into my life. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I needed people around me to speak life to me and tell me that God could do it for them. He did it for me. He can do it for you. I needed to hear that. I needed to get my faith up. But I also needed my wife and my kids celebrating me every time. I'd be like, babe, I didn't eat no french fries today. Like, to some people, that's like, oh, good, you know, but whatever. Don't judge me, you know. See, I see some of y'all come in here with your little gym clothes on because you've been walking around in the gym and you got your little, you know, your little thing on. Whatever. That's not my thing. I went to the gym. I was in there. I was like, Lord, this is not for me. I'm not called to the gym, Jesus. Can I just pray? Can you pray the fat away? He was like, no, get on that machine. I was like, ugh. All of a sudden, muscles that hadn't been firing in years started firing. I was like, babe, my jacket, look. This jacket used to not be able to button. Now I need to get it tailored, see, because of my situation, see. You understand what I'm saying, see. You like that, don't you, girl? You like daddy, don't you? Let me help you to understand something. If you're going to have a faith walk, you're going to need to do three things. When you want to have a finishing faith, write these down. You ready? A finishing faith, number one, it fights ferociously. A finishing faith fights ferociously.
Life should be an adventure. An adventure that, day by day, God unfolds before you. An adventure that, by faith, leads to a future filled with the blessing and fruitfulness. So why do so many of us not experience the life God has for us? In his brand new three-part series on CD, Faith in Action, Pastor John Gray shows you how to advance your faith and start your adventure. John's new series is so eye-opening that we want to send you your own copy of Faith in Action as our way of saying thank you for your gift of support to TBN this month. Your gift takes the life-changing message of hope and grace to millions of hurting souls all around the world. Take a moment right now to call 866-274-3700 or visit us securely and conveniently online. To share your gift and request your copy of John Gray's new series, Faith in Action, discover how to unleash the practical and supernatural power of faith in your life. Don't wait. Start living your adventure right away. Call or visit us online today.
I thank you that my family is covered, my children are covered, my finances are covered, my job is covered, my health is covered. I thank you for the blood, and I bind that devil. He can't have my house. He can't have my marriage. He can't have my kids. He can't have my future. And Lord, even though I'm weak, when I'm weak, then I am strong, because your strength is made perfect in my weakness. Anybody willing to fight in the spirit? I need a couple people to just stand up real quick. Just stand up real quick. Stand up real quick. And I need you to just start fighting in the spirit. Go ahead and just start clapping or shadow boxing. High five somebody near you. What are you believing God for? I dare you to start declaring it right here. Ferocious. You can't have my house. I will live and not die. My family's gonna live. My cousin gonna get delivered from drug addiction. Tonight, my mama gonna call me and tell me that my auntie is healed. You don't hear what I'm saying. Every now and then you need a finishing faith. I'm not gonna be stopped. High five somebody on the way to your seat. I got two more points I'm gonna let y'all go. You'll get home in time for the tip-off. Holler at your boy. Finishing faith fights Chris ferociously. The second thing it does is it sees supernaturally. Oh, I said it sees supernaturally. 2 Kings 6, 16 and 17. So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, would you open this boy's eyes that he can see?" And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. I know you've heard it before, but it bears repeating. It was a war. The people of God were surrounded. He was like, "Man, we're gonna die. This is crazy. You got me out here in the middle of the desert. We're gonna die." It's not in your version, it's the NIV, Negro International Version. You can buy it in a bookstore. "Man, they about to kill us." Elisha's like, "Yo, chill. Just relax. It's cool. How you so calm?" "Because I see what you don't see." The enemy wants you to think you're surrounded. But you need to tell your enemy he's surrounded. Woo! Devil, you might have me surrounded, but God's got you surrounded. Finishing faith sees supernaturally. Finishing faith sees what other people can't see. That's why they think you crazy. Because when you get bad news, you be like, "Well, praise God." "What you mean, praise God? That's crazy. Why are you praising God for bad news?" That means good news is coming, because he made me a promise. And I'm walking this thing out. And this doesn't look like what he told me. So I'm gonna keep walking. I'm gonna keep trusting. And then you start worshiping. Ooh-wee. Let me give you that. Finishing faith fights ferociously, sees supernaturally, and worships wildly. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? 2 Samuel chapter 6, starting at the 12th verse. Grab this principle. "Now it was told King David, saying, 'The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God.'" The ark of God was being brought back into the city of David, but because David tried to bring the ark of God into the city of God improperly, somebody lost their life. So they put the ark in the house of a Levite. And the ark, because the ark was there, the presence of God, people started getting blessed. People that didn't even know God just started getting blessed, okay? So David went and was like, "Give me my ark." No, he didn't say that. He brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. And so it was, when those bearing the ark of the Lord had gone six paces, that he sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might. Let me ask you something. I know you saved in here. I know you at home. You saved. You love Jesus. Have you ever danced with all your might? Now, I'm not talking about saved, like, yes, for Jesus. No, don't. You danced. Maybe it wasn't for Jesus, but you've been, you've danced. You ever danced and you knew you got it in? David was like, the presence of the Lord is coming back to the city. He just started going crazy. He was going bananas. He didn't just dance regular. He didn't just give tender dance. He didn't just hit y'all with the ballet. He went crazy. He worshiped wildly. Now, I know, you're like, please don't ask me to worship wildly. I have on a girdle. Please don't ask me to. I don't want anything to snap. I'm not going to ask you to do that here. But I am going to encourage you, when you get to your house, to act like you have lost all of your mind. Because finishing faith acts like the promise is arrived while you're still walking towards it. The Bible says David is going crazy. He went so bananas that he didn't care who was around, because he had been fighting for this thing, and the thing that he was believing for was within sight. How close do you have to be before you start worshiping wildly? I started at 479. Last week, I got to 104. You don't have to shout for me. I'll shout for myself. I'll praise for myself. I'll give him glory myself, because I know what it took for God to get me here when I was there, finishing faith. I need somebody to give him a 10-second praise break. Let's go! Woo! Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I feel God in here. I said I feel God in here. Every now and then you need somebody that'll walk with you, somebody that'll cover you. Just in case you can't worship for yourself, you need somebody that'll worship with you. Just in case you can't see it, they say, come on, John, we gotta keep going. Grab somebody by the hand or by the shoulder. Tell them, will you walk with me? Will you believe God for me? Will you stand with me? Will you fight for me? Hey! Will you see supernaturally? And if need be, will you worship wildly? Will you worship with me? Bible says while David was dancing, he had a hater. Just happened to be a hater in his house. That's a message for next week. Every now and then you'll have a hater in your house. But it ain't gonna stop God from doing what he wants to do. On your journey to the destination, the enemy's gonna whisper. He's gonna hit you with facts. Family history, every time you failed, I need you to keep worshiping like you didn't hear a thing he said. Do you know this kind of worship confuses the enemy? When you can still praise and walk, even though it doesn't make sense? John, you know your sugar's never gonna come down. Your father died of diabetes complications. Your uncle did too. Yeah, I'm gonna get you too. God, I thank you that I'm gonna live and not die. I'm gonna finish my race and I'm gonna finish in style. I'm grateful. Even though I don't know how you're gonna do it, I'm gonna dance while you deliver me. I'm gonna praise and I'm gonna do my part. I'm gonna work. And then when I can't work no more, I'm gonna just wait. Because they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Finishing faith. A faith that says, I trust God above my circumstance. Finishing faith. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you this was gonna bless your life? You're gonna listen to me one day. God wants your faith to be dynamic. Because active faith can change and rearrange everything about our lives. This is why God wants to show you how the miraculous and practical side of faith work together. In my new series, Faith in Action, you will discover a balanced perspective on faith, not spooky, but rooted in biblical principles that will help you flow in the supernatural power of God. So call the number on your screen or log on to the website and give your gift of support. Every single dime goes to the mission of reaching the lost with the good news of the gospel. Make no mistake, lives are being changed across the globe daily because people like you give so other people have access to the gospel being preached in their native language through TBN. That means even though you may have never visited the Middle East or any one of the nations in Africa, there are people there hearing Jesus for the first time because your generosity sent the gospel. Thank you.
Life should be an adventure. An adventure that, day by day, God unfolds before you. An adventure that, by faith, leads to a future filled with the blessing and fruitfulness. So why do so many of us not experience the life God has for us? In his brand new 3-part series on CD, Faith in Action, Pastor John Gray shows you how to advance your faith and start your adventure.
And I don't care what the storm is, you can speak to it. Peace, be still. Devil, bow down. Sickness, bow down. Negative report, bow down. Peace, be still.
John's new series is so eye-opening that we want to send you your own copy of Faith in Action as our way of saying thank you for your gift of support to TBN this month. Your gift not only brings power-filled programming like this to you, it takes the life-changing message of hope and grace to millions of hurting souls all around the world. And for your gift of $50 or more, we'll also send you John Gray's special message, A Strange Way to Save the World. And as a bonus, we'll include this beautiful John Gray World mug. Take a moment right now to call 866-274-3700 or visit us securely and conveniently online to share your gift and request your copy of John Gray's new series, Faith in Action. Discover how to unleash the practical and supernatural power of faith in your life. Don't wait. Start living your adventure right away. Call or visit us online today.
I really believe this message on faith will be responsible for some of the greatest breakthroughs you've ever experienced. I'm talking about years of fruitfulness. I'm talking about a legacy of faith that your children and their children will inherit. Lay hold of these truths and don't let them go. The Spirit of God will show you how to live by faith. He'll show you the difference between faith and spiritual foolishness. The more effective you are in living the supernatural life, the more glory the Lord receives. So raise your anticipation. Trust the Lord to show you the truth about living by faith and that he'd shed light on areas where you've been deceived about what real faith looks like. And make sure you tune in right here to hear the continuation of this message and get your copy of the complete Faith in Action series. It's gonna bless your life. Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about. I love y'all. I gotta go. I got a pot roast in the oven. I got to feed my family. See you next time, right here on John Gray's World.